You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Everybody has one, a moment or a story where money changes your life. Having it, not having it, maybe the first time you made some. This week, a stand-up comedian talks about how chasing your dream, even if it really is your dream, isn't a choice. It's an inevitability, one that can ruin you financially.
My name is Jimmy Pardo. I am the host of the award-winning podcast Never Not Funny. I'm also a regular on Conan. I'm also a decent guy. Right out of high school, I was working and managing record stores, and the brass ring when you work at a record store is to work for a record label. Those guys had it made. They're going to concerts, they're getting free records, they're wining and dining the clients, and I was lucky enough to get offered one of those jobs for MCA Records, making a terrific amount of money, a crazy amount of money, certainly for a kid who was 21, 22 years old, and everybody else were, you know, in their 30s and 40s and had, you know, been around since Elvis put an album. I was the young upstart making a terrific living, but it wasn't fulfilling my need of what I wanted to do with my life. So I walked away from it to do stand-up comedy full-time. I was already doing a lot of shows around Chicago and making a little bit of change here and there, but not really, just doing open mics and making a couple of bucks. And that was what I had to do. It wasn't a want, it was a had. I had to do it. It was like, if I didn't do this, something would be wrong. You know, I remember going home and talking to my mom and stepdad about it, and they kind of understood it a little bit better than my father did. You know, my real dad was, he had never seen me do well as a comic. Every time he would come to a show, and maybe it's you want to make your dad proud or whatever, I would always bomb. And whenever my mom and stepdad would come, I would kill. So they kind of understood that I decided to go into comedy. My dad was like, hey, what are you doing here? So that's you've got the dream job. What are you doing? But it wasn't the dream job. Stand-up was. I had to at least give it a try and see what happened. And when I went in and I quit, I sat down with my boss, Jim, and I told him I was leaving. And then at the morning meeting, he told the entire staff that I was going to be leaving the company to pursue stand-up comedy, and their eyes jumped out like Roger Rabbit's. I took the chance. I rolled the dice. You know, making the jump from six figures to three figures a week, it was crazy. You know, drive all over the country to make $100 a night, which then after gas and whatever, ended up being about $30 a night. And it wasn't good. Just trying to keep the wallet tight, but still living like I was making that MCA money. I had a $600 car payment, which was insane. You know, the early 90s, I had a Chrysler LeBaron convertible, which was a horrible car to have in the Midwest during the winter. It was never occurring to me like, oh, you don't have the money to pay these bills now. I got myself, my first 5 years in comedy, just found myself getting 5 or 8 years, getting deeper and deeper and deeper in debt. $70,000 in debt, or maybe even more. I don't remember what the actual figure was. And then in 1998, I declared bankruptcy, which went against everything that I was as a human being. I'm not a quitter. I've been working since I was a kid, but I didn't have a choice. I was drowning. You know, I guess now having a son myself, I would obviously never stop him from pursuing his dream. My son, God forbid, wanted to get into this business. You know, I would understand it, but I might advise him a little differently on how to handle your money when you get there. And maybe that's what my dad was trying to do when he thought it was a mistake for me to leave this great job and pursue stand-up. But I, it's not something you have a choice over. You have to just do it. When you're an entertainer, I don't think you have a choice.
That was Jimmy Pardo's journey from record label employee to successful professional stand-up. You can catch him as a regular on Conan on TBS or check out his comedy podcast. It's called Never Not Funny.